Welcome to a special episode of Cardboard Fever. I'm your host, Mike Jokum, joined by Charles from the brand new Wheelhouse Cards shop down in Wayne, PA. Always happy to talk to another local store that is opening it up in my neck of the woods. Sir, how are you and how's business?
Good, man. I'm good. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Like you said, I'm Charles from Wheelhouse Cards. So we're opening we just opened a new card shop here in Wayne, PA, right on Lancaster Ave. Business is good, man. Unlike you see a lot on social media where the hobby's dying and, you know, and it's a big crash and, you know, it's ruined. I can't see it. I can see the hobby's alive and well. And that's not just me because I have a stake in it. I could care less. You know, this is a dream come true for me to own a, you know, sports card shop, to take this from an e-commerce business, Instagram and, you know, social media platforms to be able to have a brick and mortar shop is a dream come true regardless. It's been great so far.
Yeah. So before we dive into that, I know you're friends with Brett, who was running the Fishtown show. So if anybody stops in Wheelhouse over the next handful of days, I'll drop off some free tickets so you can check it out. I have a stack. And then Anthony, who's also at the table with me next weekend, I think it is, has another stack of tickets as well. So
yeah, it's the 24th and 25th. So yeah, we're about 10 days out.
You know that. And I know you won't be there yet. I will be there. And I can't remember what day it is.
Yeah, it's the 24th and 25th. So it'll be Saturday and Sunday next weekend, essentially.
So you'll be at Nationals. I think I saw on your store Facebook, like a couple hours ago. So I thought it was pretty cool that you were, if I read it correctly, you are going to kind of like go there, buy stuff. Like, so let's hypothetically say I come in there and I'm like, hey, buy a Matisse Thybulle rookie card. And you're like, okay, how is that process working for people? Genius idea.
But, yeah, I actually came up with it a couple hours ago. So I know, like, so actually I personally won't be there. You know, somebody, a friend of the shop's going to be there. They're actually going to be sourcing for me. So, you know, one thing is a new shop. The struggles is finding product, keeping wax on the shelves. And I can pan around in a minute, but, and kind of show you what's going on here, but we wanted to be a candy shop. Essentially, we want to have flavors for everyone. So one thing that's a big struggle with not being able to get distribution right away when you open a shop, because essentially it's almost like liquor licenses where they only have so many to go around and they're not creating new ones. So you have to kind of take from somebody else. So you kind of get in line. That's pretty much how it works. So for us, sourcing product and procurement is a very big part of what we do, is getting the best of price that we possibly can, because we don't make a ton on wax. It's not a big margin thing, but it's to provide to the hobby reasonable wax, you know, because obviously we know what prices are right now. And I think the opportunity of the National is there's going to be some buying opportunities there. There's going to be a lot of buying opportunities where people are going to be getting rid of, you know, slabs on crazy levels or wax on crazy levels. And it's going to be a lot of competition in the air. So what I think is a perfect opportunity, not only for a new shop like us, but other collectors locally. We're trying to stick to local because we want to try to benefit the community directly.
Yeah.
Give back to the kids directly. You know, there might be boxes that we can't get our hands on, or we just aren't going to sit it on the shelves. I only have 500 square foot here. So we want to try to source for collectors that can't find the boxes at a reasonable rate. And, you know, they can't pay the eBay prices. They don't want to wait, but they can, you know, come pick it up here at the shop. We'll be purchasing, you know, cards or wax for people, taking requests. We actually have a whole list that people have been asking us about, and what better way to do it than at the National. So we want to be able to purchase for people. Basically, you know, if we see a deal and, you know, you're looking for a 2015 Prism Hobby Box, basketball, I'm probably not going to be able to afford that out of pocket right up front, you know, and sit it on my shelf for 6 months, hoping that a high roller is going to walk in here and purchase it. But I did actually get some requests. So what we're telling people is, hey, we'll take a small deposit up front just to know that you got to come pick this thing up. I'm not going to put out all the money. And we'll find it for you at the show. If we can find it at the National, we will. We'll bring it back and it'll be here for pickup when we get back from National.
Awesome. I love it. I can't wait. I'll share that Facebook post out on our Twitter. So yeah, let's move on from there. You know, your store is brand new, but like a few other newish stores kind of in the area, but that I've heard of recently, you know, you got started in the social media game work, you know, I mean, that's pretty much, it seems like the way to go. So how did it go from, okay, I'm a collector to now I'm doing breaks, et cetera, online to, wow, now I have a store?
It happened fairly quickly. I mean, I'm a longtime collector. So I got into Pokemon when I was younger.
Yeah.
So I started out with, you know, chasing Pokemon cards as a kid and, you know, had my binder, put it away and thought it was going to be worth $1 million. But that binder disappeared, right? And it is apparently worth $1 million.
Of course.
So, you know, I seen the resurgence, obviously, you know, we've seen it with COVID, but I kind of got back in, I would say about 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, seriously collecting, where I'm, you know, taking prospects again. I'm looking at, you know, baseball prospects. I'm looking at basketball prospects. I'm kind of studying the game. I'm in fantasy, you know, I always play fantasy sports. So it forced me to really take a look at the hobby on a different level, where I was like, whoa, there might be some money here again. You know, out of nowhere, things started to creep. You never heard about cards. I would go to Target and kind of pass by prism boxes all the time and walk by a full shelf. And then I was, you know, I started to get the bug again. I pulled down a box from the attic about, you know, like I said, about 2.5-3 years ago, like right probably 6 months before COVID. And I pulled it down and I had some rookie cards in there and I started hearing about this grading thing and, you know, I seen graded cards before, but I never really knew about it. So I really started the research. I took time. I took my box down. I looked up all the pricing. I looked up grading companies. I seen, you know, PSA had specials at the time. I think they were down to like $8 a card at the time. And it happened to fall within the years that I was sending away. And I was like, hey, let me send these Chipper Jones rookies. And I sent them and, you know, I actually got a couple nines, which was crazy. Blew my mind. I was like, these have been in, you know, literally a shoebox, not protected, anything. And I got some nines back. And that really like got me hooked. I was so hooked that I could take this card that I had as a kid, pull it out of a box, send it away for $8 and, you know, make a crazy return that I'm not seeing in, you know, my stocks, you know, and I'm in real estate as well. And I was, you know, you never see these returns. And I was like, something's got to be up. And then I started going deeper. I started buying Prism. I found out Prism was kind of king at the time, and got Luka rookies, pulled some crazy Luka rookies out of some packs. And I was hooked, you know, and from there I started seeing the surge that happened at COVID. Like it kind of died right before COVID hit. The hobby had a real dip and I was like, oh no, it's over. And then COVID hits and I'm like, uh-oh, it's back to zero. And the complete opposite happened, obviously, as you know, the hobby became white hot. And as a result of that, I mean, everything that, you know, you could sell anything nowadays, you know, people are buying cards that I couldn't give away. I couldn't pay a card shop to take them from me, you know?
Yeah. So, I, you know, for the
crazy,
for the Fishtown show, I'm starting to kind of like organize what I'll be selling. I probably should like actually organize it, but you know, I'm just throwing in like, especially because, you know, Brett was saying, I need, you know, anything you have that's cheap, just bring, doesn't matter. He's like, you'll sell it. I'm like, okay. So now I have an Amazon box from like a package that I got that had like bubble mailers and stuff in it. And it's been repurposed to bringing, I don't know, probably a couple hundred singles just to, you know, of the lower end, like dollar or two variety. And you put those on Twitter and they sell within like, I mean, most times I sell within a couple minutes, as long as the card's in decent condition or you take a good photo. Cause I've taken some bad photos and people are like, yeah, I'm not buying that card. I see your foot in the background and, or it looks dusty and it's really just your camera. So I know you mentioned Luka, but are there current guys that you're collecting or guys that you're looking to collect, you know, as we kind of head halfway through the baseball year, football is about to heat back up soon. And mm-hmm. we're just got done the NBA season. What's who's on your PC list?
So, I mean, I'm a Philly diehard fan. I actually like, it's funny. I'm a Jordan collector myself. I'm actually right behind the camera is stacks of Jordans that I purchased this week. I'm a Jordan fiend. I can't get enough. I've never seen this many Jordans walk through a door ever. You know, somebody wanted to part with their collection and I found some really cool stuff. And I've been intrigued just about Jordan specifically. But as you see, he's in the top three every single week yeah. on the most traded player. He's very liquid in the market. But any up and comers, I generally play the long game. So I kind of wait to see, you know, 2-3 yep. years before I kind of jump in on a player. As much as I seen Luka, you know, at the time, I had no idea who Luka was pulling him. And I'm like, okay, you know, and I always sleeve my rookies and put them in top loaders and kind of set them aside. And then you see, you know, the market go off. And he was one of the names that, you know, these big influencers chose to name on every yeah. podcast and every, you know, video about cards, and the price went crazy. And he's a great player. I mean, I believe he's a generational talent. That's somebody that I'm in on. I'm in on the Phillies guys. I mean, I believe in Boehm personally.
Yep.
I love Harper. I'm always buying Harper. He's a cheap fix for me. I'm always buying Harper. He's completely undervalued right now, I personally think. I mean, he signed this big contract. He's in a big city. And his prices, I mean, you're talking, you know, rookie cards in a BGS pristine 10 for $100. It doesn't make sense.
It's kind of crazy how, like, because I noticed that too, like Bryce Harper. And so,
Aaron Judge right now is down.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, I have $20, you know, Aaron Judge rookies. And that's only because I graded them myself. And I'm, you know, right. I price aggressively in the shop. We're generally below comps. Wax, we're right around them, but you know, when it comes to slabs, we slab, you know, we do group subs ourselves.
Yeah.
And I've been grading myself for about 3 years now, you know, sending away to PSA, and I turned it into a group submission, essentially sector. I kind of was just helping the hobby at the time. And then I was able to, I'm actually just like 2 weeks ago, I signed up to be a dealer with SGC, got approved there. So we're a dealer for SGC. So we have a lower rate than the public. There, and hopefully when PSA opens back up, I'll be able to finalize our dealer account there and also offer, you know, below the public rate as much as I can to help the hobby. That's pretty much why I'm here, is I want to help people like myself. You know, I'm young, I'm getting into it, and you know, it can be an alternative investment for some, sure. but also with a hobby. And I want to be able to help both here. And I play kind of both sides of the fence now with owning a shop, but still first, I mean, can't beat the cards, can't beat the nostalgia yeah. of opening and ripping a pack.
Yeah, no, I love everything you said. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, so I don't always admit it, but I am actually not a Phillies fan despite being from Philly. I like the Eagles.
You don't like pain? You don't like pain?
There's only so much pain I can take.
And right?
I have lived it my entire life with the Flyers because I grew up playing hockey. So I have enough pain there for one
yeah,
team.
And absolutely.
I just got into basketball like a couple years ago. So now I'm dealing with that pain. And baseball, I'm actually, I don't know. I'm a Yankees fan, but I don't really collect a lot of Yankees. Like, baseball, my biggest collection is Ohtani, and I bought in at a great time for him. So I'm pretty pumped.
I'm getting them for $3 yeah. a card. I mean, $8 for parallels. It's yeah. crazy. Crazy.
I bought before, like probably at the very beginning of this season, a BGS 9.5 Boehm Chrome. So he doesn't technically have like a Boehm card that says first on it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But I have the World Baseball Classic edition from 2017. So that's and it's, I think it's numbered. I got a steal on eBay for like, I don't know, like $200. And I'm pretty sure like it's probably much more valuable than that. But that is one, like, that is not something I'm going to flip and sell. That is definitely a long, long,
we are
long
watching hold. History unfold before yeah. our eyes with Ohtani. I mean, you know, everybody, you know, it's a hot take from a lot of people, but, you know, you want to watch Babe Ruth turn on an Angels game when Otani's on the mound. And, you know, it's crazy, like bonkers.
to watch
this happen, you know, day to day. It's never been, you know, it's been done, and it's only been done once. And he's the, you know,
it's so fun. I mean, on my Xbox on MLB The Show, I play with the Angels just so I could use Otani. That was solely the reason I was like, I'm going to start a franchise with the Angels. Like, nobody picks the Angels.
No.
Because outside of Trout and Rendon and Otani, there's really not
nobody
there. Yeah. But
absolutely.
It is pretty crazy. I saw they draft. So the baseball draft was 20 rounds this year. And I don't really follow the draft until like a year after guys get picked, unless I, you know, get some first Bowmans. But they picked 19 out of their 20 picks were pitchers. I'm like, it's about time they did that. And I'm not really an Angels fan, just Otani. But
yeah,
you mentioned grading. So obviously that's everybody's favorite topic now as PSA always slowly opens up. We've got the new one in CSG, which looks pretty good. I have one slab from them. I got a Lando Norris. What do I have here? Purple / out of 399 of his car, which is pretty nice. I got it for like $10 on eBay. So
can't beat that. anything $10 you can't beat.
Yeah, especially Formula One Chrome with the prices it pulls. But I have to ask, and we actually interviewed him a couple months ago. So co-host Matt couldn't be here right now because he's still working. But HGA.
Okay.
They are always in the social media news yet for many reasons. Is it worth grading with them? Is that something you're avoiding at least until you see how everything plays out long run?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I'm not married to anybody, you know, in a sense on grading. I listen to the streets, right? I listen to the market. Yep. I listen to my nephew's 10 today. I listen to what he says. That's who I listen to. I really listen to the market. The Facebook groups and the, you know, the guys that are, you know, against
Twitter trolls.
Yeah, the Twitter trolls that are hardcore against it. I personally have not graded any cards with them. I've purchased slabs of HGA myself. They are very much in line, you know, with PSA pricing right now. So I potentially could take a really deep bath on that. But I believe that the card community doesn't know what's going on yet with it. And that's, you know, generally people hate what they don't know. And I think that's what's going on right now specifically.
Yeah.
But I, you know, hey, if somebody's going to come in the market and shake it up and change the game and evolve the game, because I think there was a gap. There was a room for him to even, you know, exist, that grading company. And I like the slabs personally. I mean, hey, people like colorful cards. They like parallels. They like numbered. They are already on that track to want a colorful slab as well. You know, if you see some of these like covers that people put on slabs, you know, they have different colors. You know, people do enjoy it. They don't know it yet. So I think that I don't know if HGA is the one, if it's, you know, there's a million different cards. There's trading, you know, Card Authority. There's a million different grading companies that are popping up. But I believe that they're a legitimate company. I believe that they take, I mean, I see the CEO in Facebook chats and in groups, not sticking up for his product, but doing the customer service, going the extra mile for somebody.
Yeah.
And that's something you don't see, you know, you're not able to see it on that deep, deep level because of PSA so big, right? And SGC, I mean, personally, I mean, I've had the best experience with SGC. I mean, I text my rep and he answers right back.
Good to know.
It's like he's very personal, and they only have like, you know, three or four reps because they're regional. So I can't imagine, like, I know they're grading a lot of cards. So the fact that they're that personal with people, I think it's great. I think it's always good for competition. But everything thrives in competition. You know, it's going to force PSA to be better. It's going to force SGC to be better. It's going to force Beckett to be better. It's going to force all these companies kind of coming up, and they're putting their stake in the ground. I like what they're doing. I love when somebody tries something new. I always love seeing how it works out. I can't say I'm bullish on them, but I have purchased the slabs and I, you know, I think they're good. And the return on investment's pretty good too. I can't say that that's not bad.
That's good to hear. Yeah. I haven't graded with them yet. I tried early on when their website wasn't flushed out technically. And listen, I get that happens. I think I was a little too quick to get annoyed by the technical issues early on, but yeah, the interview was interesting. And I sometimes see him reply. I like that he replies. Sometimes I wish he would just take a breath before he types some things out. I'm like,
yeah, dude. I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely.
But I get it. It's his baby. It's the same way, you know, if somebody says something to me about, you know, something I do in the podcast world, I get angry and storm off. And So I get it. It's, yeah, sometimes I have to put myself in his shoes, but it's definitely interesting to watch. You know, there are some people that just no matter what they do, they are, remember when you said this, you suck. And I'm like, guys, let's just be happy. It's the hobby. Right? Let's just have fun. I just want to have fun.
Yeah. That's why I'm here. Right. We're here to have fun. And, you know, yeah, some people there's two sides of it. And that in the hobby in of itself, to tell other people what they should do and shouldn't do, or how they should be and how they shouldn't be. I mean, everybody's an individual, right? You know, it's your money that you're spending. You know, I'm not going to tell you how to spend your money. You know, I'm going to support you in however you choose to do things in this hobby. If you're a flipper, you're a flipper. You know, we need you. We need you to provide us with product. You made the demand go through the roof because of the scarcity. So, I mean, it's economics in of itself. There's a lot of opinions in the hobby, and everybody's allowed to have their own opinion. They're entitled to that. But you want to, you know, I want to be happy too. Totally 100% agree. Like, continuity is what makes things work. You know, that's where you can go fast. You can really change the game if we could all just get along. You know, that's all we need to do.
I mean, I was scrolling through Twitter today and my buddy at Hive Cards on Twitter was involved in a discussion with somebody, you know, MJ versus Kobe versus blah, blah, blah. And the dude was like really, really mean. And I was just like, I mean, I stayed out.
About the debate
I stay out of Twitter arguments as much as possible because I have enough going on during the day most of the time. But man, I really just wanted to be like, it's okay, buddy. Like everything's going to be okay. But anyway, we'll move on from that. We'll wrap it up with one last question here. And this isn't just an easy one. So where can people find, what can people do to support the store? Maybe that aren't local, because we have a bunch of listeners that, you know, aren't necessarily Philly area. For those that are, what's the address, or where can they find the address, social media, all that fun plug stuff. I will give the floor to you to plug away.
Awesome. So thank you. I appreciate it. So to find Wheelhouse Cards, how you can support us is by visiting our social media pages. We're at Wheelhouse Cards, all one word, on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, just getting on TikTok. So come support us there. Shoot us a follow. If you have any questions about cards, like I'm very open on my DMs. So if you need, you know, you have any questions about cards, you have questions about grading, you don't need to buy from me. You know, if you need an opinion on, should I buy this card on eBay? I have people that DM me all the time and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. I mean, I am busy running a shop, but if I can be of help to anybody, it's really not how can you help me? How can I help you guys? You know, how can I help the hobby? How can I continue to be better for the hobby? But you can, you know, you can shoot me a DM if you're looking for any sort of product, any wax, any cards, any slabs. We probably have it in shop. We do ship. We don't have a website currently. We will be building out an e-commerce shop. Things fly out of the shop so quick that it's difficult. You know, we can't keep product on the shelves, but we will source anything we possibly can for somebody. If you need grading, that's obviously something that we are accepting. We're accepting PSA submissions for Express and Super Express. We're also accepting SGC submissions. So if you need any grading from those companies, we can definitely help you out. If you have any questions, do not hesitate to reach out to me. We are Wheelhouse Cards on Instagram. I'm here for you.
Yeah, I highly recommend Instagram. I mean, I literally just sent Charles a DM and I was like, hey, do you want to be on the show? And is one of the few people who replied relatively quickly. So yeah. I appreciate that.
I'm here.
We're all trying to grow together. I want to do this full time in some capacity so I can work my own hours like I kind of have been. But
absolutely.
Wrap it up there, man. I appreciate the time. Best of luck with everything. Look forward to seeing how the store grows. I'm sure it'll get real busy here in pretty quick. And yeah, man, that's all. So follow along Wheelhouse Cards, and Matt and I will be back with a little bit of an episode if he gets home from work at a decent time. If not, we'll do a full episode next week. Have a good one, guys.